information on the gorillas, and then from a crack below that, they hand you out a reward for the information. So you can go give information on the gorillas without identifying who you are, and they're having good success with that. And another law or action he's taking is he's setting up zones. He's taking areas and sealing them off, and going through, and everyone that lives in the zone is given an identification card, including the donkeys that live in the area. And there's many donkeys in these poor zones, and that's where it's taken place, in the poor zones that the gorillas have dominated for through the years. And they're given the donkeys identification cards because the gorillas have perfected the way of cutting the stomach open on a donkey, filling it with explosives, sewing it back up where the donkey is still able to function, and then sending the donkey into a village and setting off the bomb through a transmitter from a distance. So in the zones, you find a donkey without a identification card around its neck, it's shot on sight. And if you find someone in the zone that doesn't have an identification card and they look suspicious, they're never seen or heard from again. That's what's going on in Colombia today in these zones. And in one zone is the little town of San Juan, and I've been to San Juan at least three times. Quiet little Colombian village, nothing like a Colombian city. The town, the houses in the town either have tin roofs or jungle thatched roofs primarily, and dirt roads. I'm not sure how many people in the town, several hundred, but not thousands. And then there's farms that surround it, and many times we would go stay in San Juan, and then we would have meetings in San Juan for several days. And when we're done there, then we move a couple hours away to the city of Barranquilla and would have meetings there. And the last time we had meetings in San Juan, shortly thereafter, that area of Colombia became the battle zone against the guerrillas and the army, and we've never been back in there since. But when we had meetings in that area in the past, you would normally expect roughly about 100 people to come out that lived in that area. There's about 100 faithful Adventists in that area, and they would always be at the meetings from the very beginning to the very end, and sometimes they'd even go into Barranquilla and catch the second series of meetings. But in any case, this town is in one of those zones now, and with just a week or two before we went there, in San Juan, a little quiet, little peaceful town that I've walked the streets of many times just for exercise in the past couple weeks before we got there, there's been 18 cities.